There are thousands of assisted living facilities for the elderly in the U.S. It can be a profitable business, but not always for the caregivers themselves. Some make as little as, embrace yourself now, $2 an hour. Reporter Jennifer Gollan looked into labor abuses at assisted living facilities, especially cases involving immigrant caregivers, people like Sonia Deza from the Philippines. She worked at care homes in California run by Romel and Glenda Publico, a couple who own a chain of care homes. We're going to hear from caregiver Sonia Deza now in this excerpt from the story Jennifer put together for our partners at Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi.
Can
you go now there?
I've been talking to Sonia for months on the phone before I finally meet up with her in person at her sister's house.
How are you?
Good. Sonia came to the U.S. in 2000, after her husband passed away. She was here to look after her dad, who was already here, and she really needed a job.
Send money to the Philippines to support them, to support my family.
In 2012, she ran into Romel's sister.
And she said, oh, you want to apply to Romel? Yes, yes. I have no job.
So Romel hired her to be a live-in caregiver at one of his homes. She'd be one of two workers taking care of up to six residents.
My salary is only $50 in 24 hours.
That breaks down to $2 an hour. To put that in perspective, the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. So by paying his employees what amounted to less than minimum wage, Romel was breaking the law. On top of that, Sonia says if she wanted to get that one day off a week,
you need to find a reliever and you'd be the one to deduct your salary.
Basically, she'd have to find someone to fill in for her, and then she'd have to pay that person out of her own pocket.
Because I need a job, because I don't have a job, I accept it. I have no complaint because I need to support my family in the Philippines. Two daughters and two grandkids, yeah.
I met another woman who worked for Romel. Her name is Norma Lim.
My girlfriend referred me to Romel Publico. That's where I met him.
Norma goes by Normita. She met Romel and his wife, Glenda, in 2009. Normita says Romel is a real charmer.
Well, he's a sweet man, believe me. The wife is nice. Glenda, they're very sweet. He knows how to flirt. He knows how to grease on you. That's Romel. Yeah, you cannot get angry with him because he knows how to make you feel good. I had no complaint. The only problem is he tried to cheat us.
Before Normita met Romel, she was a professional poker dealer. But then she had a stroke and was left partially paralyzed. She wasn't sure what to do. She was in her 60s and she just didn't have a lot of options. Then she met Romel. And she felt like her luck had changed. I offered her the same deal Sonia had, $50 a day.
I'm kind of disabled and an old lady. Patients love my cooking, and I had no problem in the beginning. I was glad that I had a job.
So you were effectively earning $2 an hour.
Oh, well, I did not even think about that. Yeah, that was very low.
Normita loved the residents. They had fun together. They'd eat meals as a group and watch soap operas together in the living room. The house had lots of space, 2,500 square feet. But with up to six residents at a time, the work was relentless. It was like being the housekeeper, cook, nurse, maid, all rolled up into one. And if you listen to Sonia...
I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And Normita...
And prepare for the breakfast.
As they take us through their typical workday...
Feed the six patients.
Their experiences sound nearly identical.
At around 7 o'clock, they have to clean to the bathroom.
And then after that, I clean up the kitchen.
Clean the rooms. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 bedrooms there. You have to vacuum the floor.
Give them their medication.
You know, cleaning.
And then get ready for lunch. And then feed them. And then after that,
bring the patient to the, you know, the bathroom.
Clean the kitchen and then prepare for dinner.
The same routine.
I'm not really off because I stay in. You cannot sleep all night. I'm going to be calling, you know.
Help, help. You need to be patient to the patient.
All night long. Because
sometimes your patient is crazy sometimes. They are fighting with you.
They make a mess in their bed.
We change the diaper. Yeah, every 2 hours.
Change them. Change the bed sheets, clean them up.
Because we stay here, so we need to help our patient. This is our job.
And if one of the residents died, Normita says Ramel would cut her pay by $100 that month. Were you ever allowed to leave the facility?
No, we cannot leave. I have to ask permission. He said nobody will take over, so...
She didn't even get Christmas off. Instead, there'd be a big party right there at the care home.
Christmas and Thanksgiving, holidays, we work. I'm telling you, no day off. There's no day off.
So you had this great connection with so many of your patients, yet you were exhausted.
Well, for me, I didn't feel nothing. Job is job for me, you know. I just take what they give, the owner give, you know.
Jennifer Gollin reported that story for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. She joins me now. We heard Sonia and Normita there describing working under really tough conditions for as little as $2 an hour. I mean, that last litany of chores Normita describes, that's the deal there. But why did they put up with the criminally low pay for so long?
These workers just don't want to lose their jobs. Many workers are routinely harassed or fired if they report this rock-bottom pay or overtime violations. And many of the caregivers in this industry are poor immigrants, and they are concerned about their legal status in the U.S., which means they're almost silenced into accepting these horrible conditions.
So, Jennifer, what compelled Sonia and Normita to finally speak out?
They're upset because they're owed thousands of dollars in back wages that they haven't received from their former boss. They feel really strongly also about speaking out for other caregivers who are entrapped in these jobs. And many workers just don't know their rights. They're new to the U.S., and they don't know that there is an actual minimum wage that they deserve.
What about the owners of the care homes where Normita and Sonia worked? I mean, how do they feel about these two employees going public?
Well, we spoke with Ramel Publico, and he told us that he treated his workers like family. And he sees nothing wrong with how he treated his caregivers. At the moment, Ramel and Glenda Publico, the owners of the care homes where Sonia and Normita worked, they're facing pending felony charges, including grand theft and tax fraud.
Well, it's a shocking and, frankly, it's a really complex story. Jennifer, thanks very much for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
You can hear the rest of Jennifer Gollin's story about assisted care facilities on Reveal, the podcast of our partners at the Center for Investigative Reporting. We'll link you to that at theworld.org.